Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Welcome. In addition to this podcast, I have a website at risingmoonastrology.com where you can find information about readings that I offer and how to contact me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. I also am on Facebook and Instagram if you want to follow me there. Currently, I'm podcasting for each new and full moon, but I do write shorter posts that I put on the website and Facebook and Instagram and can be mailed to you directly if you sign up for my mailing list on the website. So there are lots of ways to follow me, learn about what I do, and learn more about astrology, especially the astrology of the moon and her cycles. It's a lovely evening here, a glorious spring day in Western North Carolina, where I live now. And we're heading in tonight to a full moon in Scorpio, which will be exact before midnight here in my Eastern time zone, which means that the most full the moon will appear will be tonight. And last night, I saw the almost full moon off my front porch with some stars. And so one of the gifts of my new place is a night sky that allows me to get better at linking the astrology that I do on paper with what is happening in the night sky. And that is an interesting way to think about a full moon in Scorpio. Scorpio being the sign of things that are hidden, that we can't usually see, that we don't understand in that way. With all the planets in Taurus opposing this moon, Taurus being the sign of the world that we live in the physical plane, the world where things unfold before us without our conscious control. So let's see what's up with this full moon in Scorpio and everything else happening in the sky. Arrives tonight with a Scorpio moon opposite not only the Sun, but also Uranus, Venus, and Mercury, all in Taurus. The tension between Scorpio and Taurus focuses on the question of what is real. Taurus is all about the manifest world, everything we can touch, hear, smell, taste, and see. Taurus has a great love and respect for the natural world. This sign understands that natural cycles take as long as they take and cannot be rushed. Taurus loves the good things of life, a great meal, a relaxing massage. Taurus loves fine crafting, especially in natural media like wood and fiber and stone. Scorpio is all about the unseen, which Taurus would prefer to dismiss as the unreal. But Scorpio knows that emotions and intuitions and the clairsenses, clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, are also real. In fact, Scorpio knows that being in touch with what we cannot sense through our, quote, normal senses is what keeps us safe and oriented in this world. So in a lunar cycle in which the aspect patterns have us thinking about building new worlds, the Scorpio full moon asks, what's underneath? This is not as simple a question as it seems. What's underneath includes our emotions. Rationalists like to dismiss emotion as dangerously illogical, also as female, which it's not exclusively, but whatever. Cognitive science now knows that we cannot, literally cannot, remember anything unless there's some emotion connected to it. What's underneath is the subconscious. Since Freud's elucidation of the subconscious as a vital part of every psyche, we have stumbled across the relevance of this concept, the idea that much of the material in our own psyches is inaccessible to us, again and again. What's underneath is also what is willfully hidden. Here we find secrets, lies, erasures, gaslighting, and all the ways we misdirect and deceive ourselves and others. Full moons illuminate. Tonight's Scorpio full moon will shine a light, if only a lunar one, on what we don't usually see or what we prefer not to see. The full moon is squared by Saturn in Aquarius. This Saturn faces into the future, ready to build something new, vast, principled, and visionary. The Scorpio moon asks, what is the shadow side of all of this Aquarian light? Are things really as clean and clear and pure as they seem? Of course, with Scorpio, we know the answer is, oh, hell no. Saturn squares the full moon, and Uranus is conjunct the sun, which means we're putting a spotlight on the Saturn-Uranus square that defines 2021. This square has a Clash of Titans feel to it. Uranus represents the force of radical change. Saturn stands up for tradition and authority and safety in the more conservative sense. And this is where the world is now as well. Can we revolutionize how we humans interact with the planet, for example, to keep things livable? Or are we going to cling to old ways of generating power and traveling and so on as we slowly erode our sustainability? These are huge questions that often seem beyond our individual reach. The presence of the moon says, each of us is in this too. What happens on the largest of world stages affects each one of us. Scorpio's modern ruler is Pluto, now in late Capricorn. Pluto is not actively aspecting this full moon, but we're still reverberating from the impact Pluto has had in 2020. We know we're in transformative territory. Scorpio's traditional ruler is Mars, who has recently arrived in Cancer, which is the moon's home sign. This means the moon and Mars are in mutual reception, visiting each other's houses and communicating better than they might usually. Or perhaps I should say, sharing in ways they might not usually. Mars is not at his best in Cancer. He likes to be free to act without being swamped by emotions. He's not interested in vulnerability or anything that gets in the way of direct movement. Mars is also out of bounds, functioning outside the constraints of the Sun's power. For all these reasons, emotions run high at this full moon. At the same time, direct expression or even understanding might elude us. The mutual reception between the moon and Mars might leave us feeling swamped, even as it highlights how essential it is to make room for feelings, to honor them, to respect their power. The body doesn't lie. Unacknowledged and unhealed trauma can and will undercut all our efforts to find, quote, rational and reasonable and practical solutions to our deepest issues. As we move into the Scorpio full moon, areas of our own psyches we tend to ignore, or where our feelings don't match our outward ideals, or where we haven't processed anger or trauma, might be highlighted. The key thing to notice here is that whatever we learn is something we need to know to move toward the new worlds, the new ways of living we desire. It might be uncomfortable. It will be immensely valuable. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, inviting you to welcome this full moon in Scorpio, this time when we get to see into the more shadowy recesses of our own hearts and souls. This is something we can do, that we need to do, and that ultimately we want to do, because we are on a path toward new worlds, and we want to do everything we can to create those worlds in the best possible way for all the people on this planet. And if there's some bumps along the way, we're ready for that too. As always, thank you for listening.